This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Arkansas-based St. Vincent's parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, acquired a Hot Springs hospital owned by Mercy Health for an undisclosed sum. The move expands St. Vincent's footprint into that part of the state. The next day, an announcement that Catholic Health would acquire Little Rock-based health insurance provider QualChoice. Couple those moves with health care reform in Arkansas, a March 31st enrollment deadline for federal health care, and changes in Arkansas's health care policies? Well, you have a lot to diagnose. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with the CEO of QualChoice, Mike Stock, and Arkansas State Senator David Sanders, a Republican from Little Rock, to get their take on the latest changes in health care in Arkansas.
Let's start with what this acquisition of QualChoice actually means. Is this going to be good for QualChoice, good for Arkansas? What are the advantages, and maybe what are some of the disadvantages of this acquisition?
I think it'll be good for both QualChoice and Arkansas. As you know, CHI, Catholic Health Initiatives, one of the largest providers of health care in the country. They're in 18 states, and they have a plan to expand their footprint in financing health care, and they want to use QualChoice as the administrative center for doing that and run all their administrative operations through this
operation here. I like the sound of that because that sounds like you're going to have to hire more people to handle more administrative functions, which sounds like high-paying jobs to me.
That's the plan down the road. I think there'll be expansion here.
What about expansion of the health insurance products that you have, opportunities for you guys outside of Arkansas in that respect?
The system is interested in both getting more involved in Medicare Advantage products and in the commercial market. They'll do that by looking, I'm sure, at other acquisition targets or by standing up new plans in those markets. And I expect us to be expanding into the Medicare Advantage products lines here in Arkansas.
Senator Sanders, you're all about competition in the marketplace.
Yeah.
This seems to be bolstering some competition here.
Well, it is. And again, if you look at sort of the traditional roles that insurers, healthcare entities, and doctors have played, I mean, so what we're seeing and what we have seen for quite some time is movement in how sort of the traditional players are organized and how they move forward. So I think this is a sort of an indication of what's to come, not only here in Arkansas, but I think nationally as well. So, CHI is a major player nationally. They have been doing innovative initiatives in healthcare outside of the state of Arkansas as well. And so, I think it's a net positive, so long as what we try not to do is not to move with the market changes. You know, we have a tendency as policymakers and regulators to hold fast and hold true to how things were organized. Mm-hmm. This world of healthcare is changing before our very eyes. In fact, Arkansas is part of that change nationally. And so I think there's another reason for people to be watching Arkansas.
Is there anything from a regulatory perspective or a legislative perspective that you think might need to change to do what Senator Sanders is talking about, make this marketplace more competitive?
There are different ways to create competitiveness in the marketplace. You can do it either just with pure brute force and pricing, or you can do it by devising alternative kinds of ways of delivering the product and care. And I think there are going to be those kinds of opportunities here. Arkansas has a law that deals with any willing provider, which makes it a little bit more challenging to create alternative ways of putting together networks of providers. But those kinds of things are developing across the country. Accountable care organizations are a phenomenon that was promoted and pushed through the Affordable Care Act. And I think you're beginning to see those develop here in Arkansas, too.
Anything on your agenda?
Well, sure. I think we have to be careful. So, I mean, we don't want to, you know, in the name of innovation, throw out the baby with the bathwater and that we just move and change things, wave things, make changes. I mean, St. Vincent was one of the lead proponents of any willing provider in Arkansas decades ago. And look, I think it has served the state well in many respects. So I think what we need to do is every policy debate that we have and every conversation that we have about the regulatory framework, the legal framework is, we have to acknowledge that we are operating in a new environment and laws that were passed. And again, we're looking at this in terms of Medicaid. We're looking at it in terms of all kinds of programs that the state has. You know, a lot of the programs we have were created and contemplated in an environment where you didn't have the proliferation of coverage. So this is we're all moving together on this, and I think that's the important thing that we do is that we're mindful that you know a move here. It can affect something over here.
Let's talk about in the Democrat Gazette this past week, there was a news report that highlighted QualChoice's kind of low-keying its participation in the private option. Obviously, that was by somewhat design because you had something bigger in the works there. A self-imposed cap of 1,280 plans. Senator Sanders, you said you might need some clarification on this. I'm going to give you an opportunity for some clarification here.
So I knew the fact that they had requested a cap. I didn't know that it was that small. Now, what I mean, obviously, if they're in negotiations with a potential buyout, purchase, and acquire someone else acquiring them, you know, the private option is a very innovative policy. And there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of that population, you know, utilization, you know, how they are going to adapt to something that they've never had before, and that is health insurance. So I understand that. I guess my hope is I do know that CHI and QualChoice they will be more capitalized. Mike, I look forward to you guys participating more in the private option. And again, we have information on the population now. So what was unknown is less unknown. There's still some uncertainty there, don't get me wrong, but I think there's an opportunity for QualChoice to participate and be more even more price competitive.
But I think the answer to the issue, Roby, is, I mean, we knew that with insurance companies like banks, they have to be capitalized at certain reserve levels based upon the size of the business that they have and the volume that they have. With this large influx of new lives coming into the marketplace, QualChoice knew that we were going to add capital to the company to participate in that arena. In discussion with the shareholders, there was an avenue that was being worked to get there. We thought it was going to wrap up and be finished quicker, but in many times, you know, these transactions drag on.
You don't get to control those things.
You don't get to control the negotiations and the lawyering that goes into putting these transactions together. And so it took longer to get to the finish line where we want it to be. And because of that, the Department of Insurance worked with us to kind of control the flow of lives into the plan as that was being finished. And we hope that the whole transaction will close by the end of this month, and then we'll turn the spigot back on.
Well, to your point about me wanting and others wanting more competition, right. I think what we have seen here and what has been demonstrated with their experience is that, one, we will work with carriers. And what you've seen, obviously, AM Better come into the marketplace. They're a new competitor. We want others. Mike might not want to hear that. And Blue Cross Blue Shield might not want to hear that. AM Better may not want to hear that. But in this ever-changing environment, we think, again, Arkansas has the youngest pool in terms of its exchange in the country. We think that will be borne out as we begin to plan year 2015, some of the things that we're looking at with health savings accounts to encourage consumerism and healthcare, one of our favorite words. I think it will have an impact, but I mean, let it you know, take note that Arkansas has shown that they will work with their folks, take a longer approach. What we wouldn't have wanted to happen is for the state to say, no, you got to be in. They couldn't have pulled it off, and then, you know, it be, you know, maybe not a failure, but it may have not have gone off as well.
We're hitting around the edges of some of this, too. We're all talking about there's a lot of data out there now for you guys to make some more informed decisions. Obviously, we'd like to have more data. Mike, let me come to you on this. The goal of the Affordable Care Act was obviously to control costs. The private option was to control costs. The payment initiative that the state has embarked on is a cost control initiative. What are you seeing in the numbers? What's working, what's not working? I know it's a broad, vague question, but where do you see the data pointing you in the right direction?
Well, first of all, the amount of data we have right now is very small and still very immature, with the lives just coming on starting January 1 and claims beginning to be paid. But in terms of controlling costs and bringing down the cost of healthcare, one thing you have to remember is that insurance companies don't drive the cost of healthcare. We are financiers of the cost of health care. The government finances health care. The actual cost of health care is determined at the point of origin where it's delivered by the providers. That's where the cost is. And so what insurance companies try and do is work with those providers to make sure that at that point of care delivery, the delivery is as efficient and cost-effective as possible. And there's a lot of things going on in the state, like the Arkansas Payment Improvement Initiative, patient-centered medical homes, episodic payments. to try and do those things and bring costs down and make the proposition more of a value-based purchase for the consumer.
But where are you seeing movement?
We are beginning to see movement. One, in the patient-centered medical homes, there's a demonstration project going on in the state right now that's being directed by the federal government. It's called the CPCI. All the carriers, along with Medicaid, are participating in that. We're seeing reduced utilization at the emergency room through that program. Episodic payments, we've seen so far in the first part of last year that the cost of hip replacements that we're doing in the state have come down a little over 2%, which doesn't sound like a lot. On a big number, you know, a couple percentage points can make a big difference.
And so it's a high reimbursement item too, as well. So that is significant.
Do you see things this respect?
I do. And I look at it in terms of what are the missing components. And again, you know, a lot of us, you know, want healthcare to function like a marketplace and an open market and a freer marketplace. But in order to have that, you both have to have both quantitative and qualitative measurements, and that requires openness and transparency. And if you look at historically, you look at all the players in healthcare, you know, the move hasn't been for openness and transparency in terms of quality and price. And those are sort of the missing components and sort of the what lies ahead on the horizon, where we have to go from a policy standpoint. And we think that will benefit, because the truth is we will begin and continue to accumulate large portions of data. And what we need to happen is we need all of those involved. I'm sort of an equal opportunity skeptic. When an insurance lobbyist comes at me, a doctor lobbyist comes at me, or quite frankly, a hospital lobbyist, and a government bureaucrat even. So we have to look at everyone with guarded skepticism, because what has to happen is we can't operate in silos and do what is in our best interest, but we have to move the ball down the field, operating in the best interest of the consumer and the taxpayer.
Roby Brock talked with the CEO of QualChoice, Mike Stock, and Arkansas State Senator David Sanders, a Republican from Little Rock, about changes that have happened and are going to happen in Arkansas's health care. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bankoftheozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity: coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.